Hey, freedom seekers, and welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. You know, we're dealing in a new world now with technology as we dive into the AI systems, and I guess it wasn't really that much of a surprise to see that there are new regulations in the AI realm that we should all be aware of. And today I'm going to dive in and teach you a little bit about what's happening and what's on the horizon that you might need to know. So let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them, or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word freedom to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text freedom to 55444. All right, back to the show. And so just like this happened with the GDPR compliance where, you know, we were talking about email safety and deliverability, and then it impacted all of us because now Google had to change their regulations since they're a global company and Bing and all of them. The same thing is, of course, going to happen with AI. And the EU has passed a law, and it may not apply to your business yet, like if you're focusing just in the US, but I'm certain these things are going to eventually come our way. So it's worth having a conversation about. So it turns out that the law was passed in 2024. It's called the AI Act, which is basically the first big set of rules for AI anywhere in the world. Now, what the focus of the law is, obviously, is for safety, transparency, and trust, which I think for the most part, most of us don't disagree with that philosophy. And I do agree that there may be needing to be regulations around it. Whether we need it or not, it's probably going to happen at some point because government will like to regulate anything, right? So let's just skip over the politics and get right into the meat of it. Here's a few things the AI Act does. And these are just basic, simple terms. You're welcome to research it more yourself. But number one, AI has to introduce itself. So if you're chatting with a bot, the law says that you have the right to know that it's a computer. Personally, I have found that most business owners that want AI in their business prefer this anyway. So I don't think this is that big of a deal. I think it's a respectful thing we all wish was to happen, but might be important if you haven't thought about that or haven't programmed your bot to announce that it is a virtual bot, might be good to go back and do that. The second post here is labels on AI generated content. Now, this is interesting. So any AI generated images, videos, or audio that could be mistaken for real should be clearly labeled as AI made. I wonder why. Like, so what? There's so many images. We didn't have to label them with Adobe when Adobe Photoshop was really popular. But in this case, it's saying if someone makes an AI video of a politician saying something they never said, legally, it should have a watermark or a warning. Now, obviously, that makes sense because that could be furthering misinformation or really just taking somebody's face out of context. So for that reason, I agree with it, but I do wonder how far down the rabbit hole are we going to go, having to label everything. More important than that, what are the consequences? I'm really curious. I haven't gotten deep into that. Doesn't really matter. The consequences will change over time anyway. Okay, point number three is banning the scary stuff. The law bans certain uses of AI that are considered too dangerous. Okay, so for example, AI systems that do social scoring, like rating your trustworthiness based on your behavior or personality, are not allowed. Also banned is AI that exploits people's vulnerabilities. Imagine a toy with AI urging a kid to do something harmful. Okay. It's interesting because, and I'm reading this, by the way, from a website called Coursive, I think it is. Some of these topics I'm getting from there. So, it's important. I think it's important to understand, but it's also really interesting. Meanwhile, while I'm reading this, I'm also reading a book, and it's by Beth Ann Wynn called The Human Edge: Critical Thinking in the Age of AI. And as I'm reading these rules, I'm also thinking about this book, which talks about using critical thinking when we're talking about regulations. Like, it got even specific into that. So I'm like, oh, this is interesting that this email came in at this exact time because, you know, it's a hot topic, and I'm really genuinely curious to see how this all plays out. All right, so the last rule that they highlight here is called Strict Rules for High-Risk AI. Says some AI systems have big impacts on our lives. So, for example, an AI that decides if we get a loan or not, or an AI that diagnoses an X-ray. The EU is calling these high-risk AI, and the law requires that such systems be thoroughly tested for accuracy, fairness, and bias, with human oversights in place. So I think that's really thoughtful of them to be thinking that far ahead. One of the things I learned in the book is about the different levels of AI and the history of AI. Very interesting. I'm not that far. I'm thinking I'm only around page 30, but I found this intro to be very interesting and relevant, of course, to the conversation we're even having today. I think it's encouraging that they're thinking ahead about the ethical and the social impacts of AI. However, I also kind of worry that the people who are making the decisions could tweak it to be in their favor. So I always worry about those things. But I'm curious what you think about it. I'd be really curious too, like, ethically speaking, what have you done in your business to, I don't know, find the balance between humanity and AI? I think it's a really interesting conversation. I'd like to expand further. So for that, you can hit me up on Facebook, of course, or Instagram, and send me a DM. Just a voice clip would be great of what your thoughts are, what are you doing, how is this relevant, and also, what other questions do you have? Are you AI curious? Is there something specific we can go down that bunny trail here on the podcast with more information that you would like? All right, my friends, it was a quick and short episode to the point, but I think a very important one, and I appreciate you tuning in today. Until next time, bye for now.